Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you. I pray for our nation continually. I pray that you bless our nation. I pray that you touch the leadership. I pray that you touch the leadership in our churches, in our homes, on our jobs, in the government, everywhere where there are leaders, Lord. Touch all of our minds, Lord, that we may do things that is pleasing to you and supports the people whom you have given us to be charged over. Lord, that we do not do it and misuse our authority, but are servant leaders like you are. And I thank you, Lord. Bless your word on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's go back to the book of John, John chapter 14, and we're going to read verse 27. It says, "Peace I leave with you." This is Jesus speaking. "My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Let's go over to Philippians. Let's see, 4 and 7. Philippians 4 and 7. Philippians 4 and 7 says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts," or shall guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Jesus has a divine peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. You don't even know how you're peaceful in the midst of anxiety and trouble. Now, over the last maybe 10 years, I've noticed a serious rise of anxiety. Lots of people have anxiety. They are having panic attacks. They are not leaving their homes. They're afraid to drive. They're afraid to fly. They don't confront people. They are becoming recluses. And I think to myself, what is that? That is the spirit of fear. But Jesus said right here, "The peace of God, which surpasseth all understanding, shall guard your hearts." If the enemy is able to get into your heart with a spirit of fear, which means that you are lacking some faith and trust in God, he has attacked you and bombarded you with anxiety, fear, and just that feeling of worry that he has attacked you, you have to go to faith. You have to go to faith. And you have to believe. And I know I'm not saying something to you like it's miraculous. And no, you got to believe it in your heart of hearts. And so when he is trying to come against you and attack you, you have to speak it out. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You have to meditate on the scriptures. You have to speak the scriptures, and you have to believe that fear is a spirit that God has not given you. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And God can give you a peace that you are just in a tranquil place and all hell is breaking loose around you. I have experienced it. And I remember saying particularly, "Lord, you know I'm not going to be able to deal with this situation. I need you to move me." And that's all I said. And do you know, as I began to walk in my faith, he moved me from the situation. And I had a peace in it. I wasn't all upset about it, crying. And no, I had a peace. And it says, back to John 14:27, it says, "I give unto you this peace, not as the world giveth to you. The world doesn't give peace. They try to say that they give peace, but they don't. All peace in the world, or try to be disguised as peace, has strings and conditions attached to it. And that's not peace. Jesus sacrifices and he gives. He is the God that gives. You see, all through the Bible, God is giving, 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 constantly giving, giving, giving. And it is a characteristic of God. He is not a taker. He's a giver. And so he gives a peace that it is supernatural. It is divine. It is just bestowed on you when you need it in times of worry. But you got to have faith in God. You say, Lord, trust me. And even if you're feeling like your faith is failing, you're like, Lord, help me with my faith. Increase my faith, Lord. Bring me back to an understanding that I'm understanding who you are. That is fading right now in the midst of my troubles, and my memory is lapsing, which it will do. You'll be so bombarded with things and troubles and circumstances, you can't even figure out which way is left or right. And you're like, Lord, just help me. Help me through it. But God will help you through it. Trust and believe him, but he can give you a peace that no man can steal from you, nor can he provide it. There are things that we get from God that no one else can provide. Peace is one of them. A lot of times we look to other people to make us happy, to approve of us, to give us that stamp that we're okay. I'm going to tell you, that's a losing battle. It's a losing battle. We will not win that one, because people are very fickle about their opinion and how they feel. And people change their minds like they change their socks often. And you're good one day and you're not good tomorrow. So we cannot rely on that. We have to believe God, what he says about us. He says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that he died for us, and that we are a peculiar, special people, a royal priesthood. We are the apple of his eye. We have to remember these things. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Neither death, nor famine, nor peril, nor nakedness, nor sword, no things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor death, nor principalities, nor spirits. None of those things shall separate us from the love of God. That's why you got to get in the word and you've got to meditate on it. Let's go to Psalms 1:1, because I want to, it's one of my favorite Psalms, and it gives such indication of what we should do. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. We can stop right there. We're going to stop right there for today. But it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You have to be careful about ungodly counsel. If it doesn't line up with the word, and it doesn't line up with what God has told you, you have to discard that word. What is God telling you to do? What has God revealed to you that lines up with his word? He would not do anything that contradicts his word. But what has God told you? And people will come out of the woodworks to tell you all kinds of things of what you should do and what you shouldn't do. But you have to have the ear of God. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. God bless you on today. Have a wonderful day. Join me tomorrow on The Word and Me. God bless.